Bound for South Australia, 27th of March to the 2nd of April, 1836. The Lady Mary Pelham, carrying 22 people, embarked from Liverpool on the 30th of March, 1836, making it the fourth ship bound for South Australia. The bad weather that had hampered the progress of the ship so far was even more intense during this week, leaving those on board fearing for their lives. As John Brown on the John Peary recalled, "The gale has continued since Thursday from the westward, and without the least intermission or abatement, but at 3 p.m. it veered to southwest and increased to a perfect hurricane, raising the sea to the greatest possible pitch of madness and violent uproar." The following day, the storm still raged. John Brown continued, "At 2 a.m., a most tremendous sea overlapped the vessel and giving her such a violent shock as caused both captain and every soul on board to suppose she must founder, being for a time completely buried underwater. However, after a few moments of the most horrible suspense, the little vessel again rose out of the angry deep when both pumps were set to work, and which, to our unutterable satisfaction, very soon sucked her dry." The ship's captain, George Martin, also recorded the storm in a letter to George Fife Angus of the South Australia Company. "At 2 a.m. Monday morning, a tremendous sea broke on board of us, which completely overwhelmed her in one solid body of water. About 3 a.m., the foreyard came down in two pieces, the fore topsail split in ribbons, the sea making a complete breach over us, fore and aft, and a most horrible sight, the vessel appearing a complete wreck. I had one man washed overboard, but fortunately succeeded in getting him in again. I must confess that the John Peary is, without any exception, the finest boat I was ever at sea in, or else she would not now be in existence." By the end of the week, the storms had passed, and the John Peary was close to port in Cornwall, where repairs could be undertaken.